Reading tonight is from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, considering my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. Morning by morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. Morning by morning, I lay my requests upon you and wait in expectation. You are not a Lord God who takes pleasure in evil. For you, the wicked cannot dwell. The ignorant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy all those who tell lies, bloodthirsty and deceitful men, the Lord abhors. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make straight your way before me. Not a word from their mouths can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O Lord. Let the intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name shall rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favour, with a shield.
But now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. To be a light, to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A paraphrase of Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my sighing. For I have to pour out my heart somewhere, need to unburden myself. I know that you are close, that you will indeed listen. So listen to my cry for help, my God, for you can indeed help. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. Even when we feel we are exposed to the forces of might and corruption, you work in surprising ways to bring about your purposes. In the morning and evening, O Lord, in the morning and evening you hear my voice. I come to you with expectation, expectation that you will listen to my words, that you will speak to me in the stillness, and that all things will work together for the good. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil, nor the confused schemes of humans. When we come to you, you expose the evil in us, the scheming and the entitlement in our own hearts. And you assure us that we are not controlled by the schemes of others, that the evil in this world will not have the last say, that you have overcome sin and death. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. those who forget others, those who do not care for others or for you, their God, who rely on their own strength, they are far away from you, the source of all life and goodness. From their attitudes spring evil actions that lead to destruction, and you, my God, stand against that. You abhor the bloodthirsty and deceitful. Those who tell lies are caught in the web of their own destruction. For even when the wicked seem to prosper, they in truth are far from you. I know, Lord, that I too easily follow the road of arrogance and deceit. In your mercy, draw me to you that I will come to your house. May I bow down in reverence and worship before you, so that my longings are filled. Lead me, O Lord, lead me in your righteousness, for I have seen what folly people can fall into. Only you can save humans from their ways, their arrogance, or their self-blame. Make straight my path, so that I do not fall into the mire of despondency or tread on the hard rocks of entitlement. You know the impressive words of those who speak against you, their ridicule of your ways. They have good arguments, but not a word from their mouth can be trusted, because their heart is filled with destruction. May I not fall into despair and doubt at their words, for you build up the weak and the humble. Those who rebel against you, O Lord, who in their arrogance set their own standards above yours, let them not succeed. And yet I see that I too myself am so often amongst the mockers, that I too in my thoughts and actions negate your goodness. So in your mercy draw me to you, for you desire not the death of sinners, but that they turn from their wickedness and live. May I take refuge in you and be glad, so that I sing for joy. May you spread your protection over all those who trust in you. In my distress, I call to you. May you turn my sadness into dancing and my misery into joy. May you give me new perspectives and a delight in life. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous, those who draw near to you. You surround them with goodness and peace. You strengthen their faith and lead them in your ways. And so I also put my trust in you, and I come to you whether in distress or in joy. And I know that you hear me, that you listen to my prayer, and that you will build me up.